This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. It is raining right now in Chapel Hill. It is 69 degrees. Thunderstorms in our forecast for today. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Our high today about 80 degrees. And the chance of rain is also 80%. We'll have a 50-50 chance of rain tonight. And pretty much tomorrow will be better. Partly sunny with just a slight chance of rain, 20% tomorrow. And high once again about 80 degrees. But it is raining sometimes very hard this morning at WCHL. As a matter of fact, when I first walked out this morning, it started pouring right away. You might need a raincoat. Despite a monster performance from Tar Heel pitcher Hobbs Johnson yesterday, a three-run homer ultimately spoiled the UNC baseball team's six-inning lead. The Tar Heels instead suffered a 3-2 defeat against Florida Atlantic last night at Bosheimer Stadium in the NCAA Tournament Regional. Johnson did not allow a single Florida Atlantic hit in six innings of play. He struck out 11 straight. He was relieved by Trevor Kelly in the seventh. Shortly after Johnson's night ended, Florida Atlantic's Ricky Santiago scored the homer that would ultimately put the game away. UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes says the defeat boiled down to simple bad luck.
It was just one pitch. That's a good offensive club. Held them to three runs. We should have won, but on the reverse side of that, felt like it should have been 2-0.
The Heels accumulated 12 hits compared to just three for the Owls, but UNC struggled all night to bring those runners home, leaving 15 men stranded on base. Tar Heels jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first, but that was all the offensive action they could manage until the top of the fifth when Sky Bolt hit a one-out double. Cody Stubbs then hit a single to put runners in the corners. That's when Michael Russell stepped up to the plate for the chance to add to the Tar Heels' lead.
Fly ball into center field. Pittman has it. Here comes Bolt. Here comes the throw. Sky slides. Safe. 2-0 Carolina on the sack fly from Michael Russell that scores Sky Bolt.
Well, after the first six innings of play, things went south. Tar Heels ended up losing by a 3-2 score against Florida Atlantic. That means they'll have to do it all over again. They will play again tonight. Tar Heels now 54-9 overall. Two teams will face off today at 6 p.m. with the winner earning the right to advance to the NCAA Super Regional. The loser's season will be all over. Chris Munley is set to start on the mound for Carolina this evening. Again, 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. And more details on the game coming up on WCHL Championship Sports. The NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned this evening at 5 o'clock outside the General Assembly in Raleigh. State Chapter President William Barber says this will be the biggest rally yet, promising more arrests than ever before. So far, 153 people have been arrested during the previous 4 weeks of protests targeting the policies of the Republican-led legislature. Many Chapel Hill Carborough residents are included in those arrests. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will be protesting tonight. We'll have him live from Raleigh at 5:06 p.m. at the beginning of the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. And working inside the chamber of the legislature this week is Verla Insko, the state representative for Orange County. WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with Insko to get her take on the protest and if their message is actually being heard by state leaders.
The demonstrations are growing. I think if it's just Raleigh or just the Triangle, it won't have very much impact.
That's Verla Insko. She's recently voiced her own concerns over the Senate budget, calling for cuts to education and health care. This week, the House begins crafting its budget, which Insko anticipates will be less harsh than the Senate spending plan. But she still warns it will make significant cuts. Insko says to make an impact on state leaders, protesters need to take their efforts to a grassroots level to generate coverage beyond just the Triangle.
If people start busing in from the more rural parts, especially the eastern part of the state where there's so many poor people, then those representatives will begin to listen more closely.
The NAACP last week launched a 25-county tour of North Carolina, spreading the word of their defiance against legislation which they say hurts voting rights, social welfare programs, and education. The tour made a stop in Chapel Hill last Wednesday. About 130 local people turned out from various backgrounds and gathered outside the courthouse on Franklin Street. But there were no arrests, only songs of protest and a speech by state NAACP Vice President Curtis Gatewood. NAACP Chapel Hill Carborough Chapter President Minister Robert Campbell and Vice President Bishop Larry Reed were there, along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Raging Grannies.
people need to know, whether they agree or disagree with the issue, the issues, they really do need to be better informed.
Chapel Hillians say they will be at the protest in Raleigh tonight, some as supporters and some planning to be arrested. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev, what do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 at WCHL. And more legislative news this morning. North Carolina's governor and the General Assembly have had political dust-ups over the years, so it's not surprising there are disagreements between Governor Pat McCrory and fellow Republican legislative leaders. What's unusual is that the lines have often been drawn between the two chambers, with the governor on one side. Several substantial matters have set House Republicans and McCrory against Republican leaders in the Senate. They include completing tax overhaul plans, the budget, and the future of the Dorothea Dix Mental Hospital property in Raleigh. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca says McCrory is definitely siding with the House on several key issues. House Speaker Tom Tillis said House colleagues are working closely with McCrory because they want him to succeed. McCrory told the Associated Press in an interview he's not playing favorites. The 100th anniversary of the controversial monument known as Silent Sam on the UNC campus was Sunday. And North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber joined the Real Silent Sam Committee to speak out against what they say the statue represents. The program took place at 4 p.m. yesterday at the foot of the monument on UNC's campus, and falling on the eve of the 5th NAACP Moral Monday protest, the Real Silent Sam Committee has campaigned over the past 2 years to replace the current plaque with one that tells what they call the true history of the Confederate soldier. The committee says the Confederate monument, unveiled on June 2, 1913, celebrates the time of white supremacy and Jim Crow laws. Barber said in a statement yesterday, "To have a Confederate soldier at the gateway of our flagship university represents a vestige of the old South that must be put to rest forever." Though the majority of talk this budget season is focused on funding for the schools, some Orange County residents say the county has other priorities that also need to be addressed. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend will have details on this story at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. And the Chapel Hill Town Council will talk transit at a work session this evening. The Chapel Hill Transit System faces a cut in state funding of nearly $900,000 next year, due in part to service cuts made during the past two budget cycles. The balance to budget, Town manager Roger Stansel has recommended a 2-cent property tax rate increase with 1 cent's worth to be earmarked for the transit fund. In addition to state and federal grants, Chapel Hill Transit is jointly funded by the town of Carrboro, the town of Chapel Hill, and the university, with the university contributing nearly 60% of the local money. The council will discuss the transit budget tonight at 6 o'clock in the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Again, our top story today, Carolina lost last night in the NCAA regional at Bochimer Stadium. That means they will have to play again tonight against Florida Atlantic. Game time set for 6 o'clock. Let's hope the rain clears up between now and then. We will have the game for you right here on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. Traffic is very light out there, but again, the roads are slick. Visibility not great. Please be careful out there. Allow yourself a little extra time to go where you're going this morning, and you should be okay. But right now, there are no problems. Rachel Nash back in the newsroom again this morning, and you will hear from her in just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the front porch every Friday to end your week, all at the Carolina Inn. All right, it is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Thunderstorms in our forecast. Maybe just showers, but we do have a strong possibility of some storms. Our high today about 80. Chance of rain is 80%. And rain coming down right now where we are. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and maybe thunderstorms. Low tonight, middle 60s. Chance of rain is 50% tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at a better day. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the morning and the high about 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of about 80 degrees. So basically a very rainy day today. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, said WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, so don't forget to pick up the perfect Hallmark card for your dad. After all, what your dad really wants is to hear he's loved, has been the best dad in the world, and you don't know where you'd be without him. Nothing says that better than a Hallmark card. So pick up the perfect Father's Day card today, wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Hallmark. Life is a special occasion.
This is a Toys R Us news update.
Summer playtime is finally here! And Toys R Us has everything kids need to fill their summer with fun! Like Skylanders! This week, buy one, get one 40% off all Skylanders Giants figures priced $15.99. Plus, get hours of entertainment with 10% off all iTunes gift cards. With price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for toys? Why?
Exclusions apply. Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value. Gift card in store only. See Toys R Us for details.
Cardinal Bergoglio of Argentina.
Yeah.
South America. Argentina. Down there on the Pampas.
It is.
On the Pampas.
The Pampas.
The Gaucho. It would be our first Gaucho Pope.
Elected
the 266th Pope. He has taken the name Pope Francis I. And here are now other names he could have selected. Other names that he thought about. And while they're down there getting them all ready to go and, you know, it's drinking and getting crazy.
He's thinking about names he might have selected.
You know, popping the...
He's doing that? No, what is he doing? No, he doesn't. No, there's...
Other names that he considered, and he didn't have much time to think about it, so these are all quick considerations, but he turned them down. He selected Pope Francis.
Sure.
Here we go. Number 10, Kim Jong Pope. Nope. Number 9, Pope Pius Galifianakis. Number 8... Pope John MMMLXXXVII, the 3087th. Pope 16th the 11th, that was number 7. Pope 16th the 11th. Number 6, Pope Milton Tingling. Milton Tingling. Hey, my Milton, lady, my Milton is tingling. Lady, Nope. Number five, Pope W. Bush. Number four. Number four, Pope John Paul Van Damme. Number three, Pope Mike the Situation Sorrentino. Number two, Sponge Pope Big Hat. And the number one rejected Pope names, Francis Ford Coppola.
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. Dave's guest will be Neil Patrick Harris, the 2013 Indy 500 winner, and Frank Turner. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Despite a great performance from Tar Heels starting pitcher Tom Hobbs Johnson last night, a three-run homer ultimately spoiled the Carolina baseball team's six-inning lead. Tar Heels instead suffered a 3-2 defeat at the hands of Florida Atlantic at Boschmer Stadium in the NCAA Tournament Regional. Johnson did not allow a single Florida Atlantic hit in six innings, struck out 11 straight, and was relieved by Trevor Kelly in the seventh. Shortly after Johnson's night ended, Florida Atlantic's Ricky Santiago scored the homer that would ultimately put the game away. UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes says the defeat boiled down to bad luck for the Tar Heels.
It was just one pitch. That's a good offensive club. Held them to three runs. We should have won, but on the reverse side of that, felt like it should have been 2-0.
The Heels accumulated 12 hits compared to just 3 for the Owls, but the problem for Carolina was leaving men on base. They left 15 runners stranded. Tar Heels jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first inning, but that was all the offensive action they could manage until the top of the fifth when Sky Bolt hit a one-out double. Cody Stubbs didn't hit a single to put runners on the corners, and that's when Michael Russell stepped up to the plate for a chance to add to the Tar Heels' lead.
Fly ball into center field. Pittman has it. Here comes Bolt. Here comes the throw. Sky slides. Safe. 2-0 Carolina on the sack fly from Michael Russell that scores Sky Bolt.
With the bases loaded in the top of the sixth, Colin Moran was due up for the Tar Heels, but a 1-2-3 Owl double play kept him from putting any additional runs on the scoreboard. Florida Atlantic threatened in the bottom of the inning after a Tar Heel error and a couple of walks managed to load the bases for the Owls. With two outs, Florida Atlantic's Tyler Rocklane stepped up to the plate for the chance to turn the tie, but he flied out. At the bottom of the seventh, Johnson was removed from the game despite his impressive performance all night after a five-pitch walk to begin the inning. Three at-bats later, Ricky Santiago came up to the plate and fired a three-run homer to put the Owls up 3-2.
Kelly's 1-1 pitch. Pulled into left field, and it's deep. Holberton's back at the track. Reaches up. And Florida Atlantic has a 3-2 lead.
Tar Heels and Florida Atlantic will play again tonight, 6 o'clock. You hear it right here. Before.
Well, not necessarily. With the housing market showing signs of life again, some people are buying houses now to fix them up and sell them for a lot more than they paid for them. Flipping, it's called. Our CBS News colleague Teresa Garcia in Los Angeles spoke with a man named Matt Manor.
When the real estate market heats up, Matt Manor springs into action.
This is our production board. When it fills up, it means that I'm really busy.
Manor now has 18 homes that he's fixing and flipping.
How it's done after this. I live in New York City, where you walk everywhere all year long. And when you're outside that much, you need more than just sunscreen or regular sunglasses. You need polarized prescription sunglasses with Experio UV lenses. They eliminate 100% of the sun's blinding reflective glare, and they offer maximum UV protection so you can see clearly and your eyes are protected. Ask your eye care professional about Experio UV Superior Polarized Sun Lenses. It's the best vision under the sun.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Some of you will remember Flipper, the dolphin who had his own TV show.
Matt Manor is a flipper, in a manner of speaking. He does it with houses, as he explained to our Teresa Garcia.
This one we bought for $330. We're probably going to sell it for about $629.
Are you always doubling your profit?
That's the goal.
The current frenzy, he says, took off in January. That's when Charlotte DeWale began her search.
I thought we were going to get a house right away.
She's already bid on 15 homes.
We're getting beat out by people with cash, by investors, and by people putting in offers that are just so much higher.
Her expectations were also higher.
So your initial hope was to have a home about 1,200 square feet?
Yes.
And then?
Then that went down to 1,000, and now it's just anything.
Charlotte, who is 6 months pregnant, was hoping to get a house before she has the baby. But a realtor, Laura Key, says that's not likely in this market.
There's always multiple offers. Then it's sold within 24 hours. Then less than 30 days, back on the market.
How much is it going up when they flip it?
At least $50,000 to $75,000 higher than what they purchased it for.
Charlotte DeWale says she can't bid that high without overextending, as so many others did before the last housing boom went bust.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I have to back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. Cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy, and, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it.
Wow.
So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL, and your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. Rain, rain, and more rain. It's raining out there right now. It is 68 degrees. Thunderstorms likely today. We have an 80% chance of rain, showers, and maybe thunderstorms tonight. Cloudy with scattered showers and maybe thunderstorms. Low tonight around 65. Chance of rain is 50% tonight. And tomorrow, a little nicer day. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the morning, 20%. And the high tomorrow, about 80 degrees. Right now, it is raining and 68 degrees in Chapel Hill.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Locked poultry processing plant.
This was a large factory, a fairly new build factory, steel construction, and the entire roof has been destroyed and collapsed.
State news agency reports say there was an explosion and fire. Reporter Angus Walker in Beijing.
Was it an ammonia leak and then a subsequent explosion, which then caused the fire? That is all being looked at now by the authorities.
And now in China's Jilin province.
Firefighters are still in rescue operation mode. There were more than 300 workers at the site at the time of the fire.
On social media, some wondered why the plant was not inspected on a regular basis.
Often safety regulations are not adhered to as strictly as state regulations would suggest they should be.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Rain coming down, and we're expected to have more rain throughout the day. We're also expected to have a baseball game at 6 p.m. today. Carolina will be taking on Florida Atlantic again. That's because the Tar Heels dropped last night's game by a 3-2 score. Tar Heels led 2-0 at the end of the sixth inning, but things deteriorated from that then, and Carolina ended up losing. The frustrating thing about the Carolina game last night, so many men left on base. 15 people stranded on the base paths last night. Tar Heels just couldn't take advantage of opportunities. Tar Heels now 54-9 overall. The two teams, Carolina and Florida Atlantic, will face off again today, 6 p.m., with the winner earning the right to advance to the NCAA Super Regional. The loser's season will be all over, and of course, Carolina, if Carolina wins, that Super Regional will be right here in Chapel Hill. Chris Munley set to go on the mound for Carolina this evening, 6 p.m. We'll have it on WCHL, and also broadcasting live, streaming live on chapelboro.com. The NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned this evening at 5 outside the General Assembly Building in Raleigh. State Chapter President William Barber says this will be the biggest rally yet, promising more arrests than ever before. So far, 153 people have been arrested during the previous 4 weeks of protest, targeting the policies of the Republican-led legislature. Many Chapel Hill Carborough residents are included in those arrests, many from the faith community. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will be protesting tonight. We'll have him live from Raleigh at 5:06 p.m. on the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. And working inside the chamber of the legislature this week is Verla Insko, the state representative for Orange County, who lives here in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Insko to get her take on the protest and to see if their message is actually being heard by state leaders.
The demonstrations are growing. I think if it's just Raleigh or just the Triangle, it won't have very much impact.
That's Verla Insko. She's recently voiced her own concerns over the Senate budget, calling for cuts to education and health care. This week, the House begins crafting its budget, which Insko anticipates will be less harsh than the Senate spending plan. But she still warns it will make significant cuts. Insko says to make an impact on state leaders, protesters need to take their efforts to a grassroots level to generate coverage beyond just the Triangle.
If people start busing in from the more rural parts, especially the eastern part of the state where there's so many poor people, then those representatives will begin to listen more closely.
The NAACP last week launched a 25-county tour of North Carolina, spreading the word of their defiance against legislation which they say hurts voting rights, social welfare programs, and education. The tour made a stop in Chapel Hill last Wednesday. About 130 local people turned out from various backgrounds and gathered outside the courthouse on Franklin Street. But there were no arrests, only songs of protest and a speech by state NAACP Vice President Curtis Gatewood. NAACP Chapel Hill Carborough Chapter President Minister Robert Campbell and Vice President Bishop Larry Reed were there, along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Raging Grannies.
People need to know whether they agree or disagree with the issues. They really do need to be better informed.
Chapel Hillians say they will be at the protest in Raleigh tonight, some as supporters and some planning to be arrested. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, at 5:06 p.m. today, right at the beginning of the protest, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will be joining Aaron Keck on the WCHL Evening News. And tomorrow on the WCHL Morning News, Mark Dorison, Orange County Commissioner and Civil Rights Lawyer, will be calling in to give his take on the protests. A stipulation seeking to end teacher tenure found new life in the state Senate's recently released $20.6 billion budget. Here's Jeffrey Nash, Executive Director of Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools.
Another smackdown on the whole idea of teaching as a profession. And then also, you know, we run the risk of losing good teachers, maybe who feel like once they don't have tenure, they might want to pursue other careers as well.
Teachers currently are eligible for tenure after 4 years of consecutive contract renewal, giving them career status. Teachers' contracts are not reevaluated after receiving tenure, and they also have the right to a hearing before being fired, also known as due process. Due process means it can take months to remove a teacher. The legislation, known as Bill 361 in the Senate, was the focus of Senate Education Chairman Jerry Tillman, Republican from Randolph County, and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger. The House already passed its own bipartisan tenure reform that proposes to alter career status for teachers, but does not entirely remove termination protection. Still, Nash says the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system relies on recruiting teachers outside of North Carolina, and offering tenure is a big part of enlisting top instructors.
We're competing against Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, other parts of the country to get teachers from Wisconsin, Ohio, and New York and Pennsylvania, and these places where tenure probably is even stronger, to come down and say that there's not going to be tenure for you here when you get here. That's not going to make them want to come to North Carolina.
This provision is just one of many that educators have said is threatening the education system in North Carolina. Other reforms currently moving through the legislature are seeking to eliminate salary bonuses for teachers with master's degree and boost funding for private school tuition vouchers. Some argue this will deplete money allotted to the public schools.
It's going to make recruiting harder, and recruiting is a big deal in North Carolina. If we had more teachers coming out from our state, that might make it easier, or if we weren't growing at the rate that North Carolina grows, that might make it easier. But growing the way we are, even through the tough times, we still depend on getting those teachers from out of state.
Nash hopes for the provision to be dropped from the final budget. The House of Representatives is now debating its version of the spending plan. In his final weeks before leaving office, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe is speaking out about the lingering problems surrounding college affordability and the importance of keeping a college education accessible to deserving students as the North Carolina General Assembly discusses possible major cuts to university programs. During last week's meeting of the Chapel Hill Friends of the Downtown, Thorpe said many high-achieving students, particularly those living outside of urban settings, don't know all of the opportunities available to them.
There are lots and lots of folks in rural areas who are valedictorians and have 1500s on their SAT who are going to their local community college or the local regional public university because that's the only one that they've heard of.
Thorpe adds that tuition cost is one of the major culprits behind keeping these students out of top-notch universities.
And a lot of these kids could go to Harvard and MIT and WashU for free, but they don't realize that. And one of the reasons why they don't think that that's possible is that they hear this thing that it costs $50,000 or $60,000 a year to go to these schools.
And Thorpe adds that for Carolina specifically, certain students might even be able to attend at no cost, but they might not be aware of that opportunity.
If they know that Carolina is only going to only cost $20,000 a year, then they're more likely to think that they're going to be able to come here. And then after they apply, they get this letter back from us that says they're not going to pay anything. But a lot of them don't know that.
Thorpe's remarks come on the heels of a heated demonstration about college affordability in North Carolina. Earlier this month, five students, including two from UNC, were arrested after protesting outside the legislative building against Republican Governor Pat McCrory's proposed budget. If his version of the budget takes effect, the UNC system will see $140 in cuts, including fewer dollars invested in financial aid, along with rising tuition costs. WCHL News Time, 640. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary. And it's about the protest in Raleigh, and it's from Wes Hare.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the Little League to Class A to the Bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carrboro.
Play ball!
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Good morning, it is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Are you paying attention to the Moral Mondays? In less than four Mondays, 158 folk have been arrested for trying to trespass on the People's House, as NAACP's prophetic and powerful leader, the Reverend Dr. William Barber, says. I bet you all know and appreciate some of these arrestees. They come from places of worship, educational institutions, health facilities, community services, unions, and the streets. Reverend Barber says what the North Carolina legislature is doing is unconstitutional, uncivil, unjust, and undemocratic. I agree. When taxes are cut for the wealthy and raised for the low-income folk, with the death penalty likely reinstated and racial justice efforts curtailed, when unemployment support is reduced with a still high unemployment rate, when undocumented folk who come here as babies are still at risk, when the uncertainties of fracking are ignored, when health care for many is left to emergency rooms at health care facilities, when corporate support seems to prevail over care for humanity, what will we do? Start a movement. This is a war on the poor by Governor McQuarrie and the leadership in the North Carolina legislature. I'm reminded of Mississippi years ago when folk claimed the mascot of that state was a crayfish, which progresses by moving backward. Is that what NC is backing into? I prefer the bright red cardinal. Come on, y'all. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team will play an elimination game later today at 6 o'clock versus Florida Atlantic. The Owls pulled out a 3-2 victory on Sunday night at Boschmer Stadium, thanks in large part to a Ricky Santiago three-run homer in the bottom of the seventh that gave the Owls the lead. Hugh Adams, the vaunted closer for FAU, would come on in and close the deal and send the Tar Heels to a ninth defeat of 2013. 3 to the final, and here's what Scott Forbes, a member of the Tar Heel coaching staff, had to say following the loss.
It was just one pitch. Two walks, obviously, but one pitch. Trevor hung a slider. It's a bad pitch. You got to give the hitter credit. And, you know, honestly, I thought that's a good offensive club. Held them to three runs. We should have won, but on the reverse side of that, it felt like it should have been 2-0.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the Owls and Tar Heels will tangle again today at 6 o'clock at Boschmer, the winner with a spot in the Super Regional versus the winner of the Columbia Regional.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together. WCHL, this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your morning traffic at WCHL, once again, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Good morning on this rainy morning. You came in soaking wet with your rain jacket on.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that special?
Great way to wake up.
it really started pouring right as I was walking out the front door. So, you know.
So to all the commuters out there, watch out for the slick roads this morning. But so far, no accidents to report on I-40, NC-54, 15501, and the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
I might just call you just to talk in a few minutes.
Okay.
So when you go back there, look for a phone call.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We have a chance of showers and or thunderstorms today. High today about 80 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%. Tonight cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. 50-50 chance anyway. Low tonight about 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit nicer day. Slight chance of showers in the morning and high temperature about 80 tomorrow. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, pretty good day. Partly sunny with a high of about 80 degrees. But get through this rainy day today. It's not exactly great out there. Probably going to get wet, and we're all wondering what it will do to the baseball game, which comes up tonight in Boschmer Stadium, since the Tar Heels lost last night. They have to play once again tonight at 6 o'clock. Hopefully, the rains will taper off between now and then. Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. TV producer Chuck Barris is 84. He's the guy responsible for the Gong Show. The president of Cuba, Raul Castro, is 82 years old today. Author Larry McMurtry, 77. Singer Eddie Holman is 67. Hey there, lonely girl. Actor Tristan Rogers, 67 years old today. Let's see here. Susie Quattro, the singer, 63. Singer Denise Williams, 62. Singer Dan Hill, 59. Actor Scott Valentine is 55 years old today. Television host Anderson Cooper turns 46. Actress Nikki James, 32. Tennis player Rafael Nadal is 27. And actor Sean Birdie is 20 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. First of all, WCHL's own Elizabeth Friend has a birthday today. So happy birthday, Elizabeth. Hope it's a good one for you. And Ernie Dollar, who used to be at the Chapel Hill Preservation Society, and now is in Raleigh, a similar position over there. Ernie Dollar has a birthday today, and our birthday winner of the day is Farley Bernholz. Farley Bernholz of Chapel Hill celebrating a birthday today, and she is our winner. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard and at Metamont. Congratulations, Farley Bernholz. And thank you very much for all you've done for our community over the years. Congratulations from the UPS stores and WCHL. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on this drum all day.
Todd Rundgren.
Yep. Otherwise known as Runt when he started
yes.
out.
Yes. I saw the light.
Mm-hmm.
We got to
find you a woman, Leroy boy.
That's right.
Good stuff.
That album, Something Anything, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 70s where he played and sang everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a talented guy.
Yeah, he's serious. I saw him over at Carolina Theater in Durham.
You did?
Yep.
Wow.
Came out just by himself.
Wasn't too long ago, was it?
Nah, it's been a while. Bill Balkum and I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Tall Bill.
You're hanging out with Tall Bill.
Tall Bill, yep. Todd Rundgren came out and just hammered into an electric guitar to do Love of the Common People, which was one of his singles,
mm-hmm.
and just blew his guitar apart. I mean, like just destroyed the string, and that was it for the guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm
sorry
to
hear that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Take it easy on that guitar.
Todd was into it, man. You know, it was a hustle mistake.
A hustle mistake.
I like it.
Yeah, you can't blame
him. Can't blame him for
hustling. Making a hustle mistake.
That's you right. know, can't blame, you know, when Townsend took a fingernail off in the windmill, you know.
Blame me for being lazy, but you can't blame a person for hustling and making a mistake.
That must be correct, unless you're in another line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Then hustling would not be a good idea.
No, probably not.
Not, no. How am I going to segue to...
I don't have any idea.
Today we're doing motorbikes.
Motorbikes.
I don't think we've ever done a motorbike question.
Okay. Doubt
in
you
our
have.
10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So all you motorcyclists,
mm-hmm.
like...
Motorcycle mama.
That's right. Like Bill
mm-hmm.
at Bredman's.
Oh, like Jack Smith.
Yep.
General manager of Carolina Inn.
Yeah.
Rides a motorcycle. Charles Blackwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Bill Piscatello over at Bredman's.
Yeah.
All those guys are riding around. So here's one for you guys.
Get your
this
motor
trivia
running.
Question.
Oh, yeah. Out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
The first Harley Davidson.
I like to dream right between the sound machine. Never mind.
The first Harley Davidson appeared at a 1904 race in what city? Still the home to Harley headquarters.
Really?
Yes. The first Harley Davidson appeared at a 1904 race in what city? Still the home to Harley headquarters. What is it? Where's the headquarters? What city?
You know, I really don't know.
You'll be surprised, I think, by this one.
Really?
So you Harley guys, you guys riding the hogs.
Yeah, somebody will know this. That's for sure. Yeah.
Give us a call. 919-929-WCHL. Then you can ride your cruiser right on over to
Cruisers. You get
pick up a $10 gift certificate.
Yeah, exactly right. And you get to swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Walter Holt is today's WCHL hometown hero.
You know, I've been here at school, except for a year in Illinois. I've been in Chapel Hill back since probably about 83.
You probably know Walter Holt. He's in the commercial real estate business, and a lot of what he does is behind the scenes.
A lot of what I've done with the Building Owners and Managers Association, or BOMA, you know, really doesn't get seen because it's behind-the-scene advocacy and education for the commercial real estate industry. And a lot of the legislation that benefits owners and landlords now is a result of BOMA, and I've kind of gravitated toward the education part of it. I was not a great student at Carolina. I had a great time, but I get such a thrill teaching people about the real estate industry and getting them a professional designation. I've got a 94% passing grade, which I'm very proud of. And, you know, I've been teaching since 1999. I've really enjoyed doing that.
Walter has served in a lot of capacities during football games at Keenan Stadium.
I've done everything in that stadium from a games operation perspective. Managed gates. I've worked with high school football. It gives me a chance to see friends and see the game. What else are you going to do on Saturday but go to the largest community in town? Keenan Stadium.
And teaching his real estate courses at Durham Tech, Walter has become very involved in something called the Gloria Drew Scholarship.
Gloria Drew was a longtime Durham Tech adult education lady who helped us get this started back in the mid-90s, and upon her retirement, rather than give her a plaque, I'd promoted the idea of let's sponsor a scholarship in her name. And for those who don't have the financial means to take one of these courses, or their employer might not be able to support them, we will give a scholarship twice a year. As long as you pass the course, we will pay for your education.
Walter Holt has continued to be involved in our community in a lot of ways, at UNC and at the high school level as well.
At Fetzer Field, I primarily run the scoreboard, but I'm kind of a backup PA guy, and then I also do it and have done it for 4 years at Chapel Hill High School as my son played 4 years for the Tigers. I was the sole man in the press box there, spotting, keeping the scoreboard, keeping the timer, and doing the play-by-play.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly.
For several years, Walter coordinated the Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade, and he still has his reindeer hat to prove it. And now, he's about to turn 60.
You act like you feel, and I don't feel 60, and I certainly never have acted my age. You know better than that.
Our thanks to Kirk Willard for the nomination. Congratulations, Walter Holt. Today's WCHL
Performance
Audubon
is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Audubon in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hard to believe this morning. I got a lot of phone calls, but only one person knew the correct answer, and that is Chris Carlson, who says she is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That is the answer to the question. Milwaukee is the home of Harley Davidson and always has been. So get your motor running, all right? A couple of minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHO. Freddie had to run out, by the way, but he will be back bright and early tomorrow. And tomorrow will be Rock and Roll Tuesday on WCHO.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It's a minute before 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. 80% chance of rain today. Maybe showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. And then tonight, cloudy with the scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, 65. Chance of rain is 50%. Tomorrow, a little bit better. Partly sunny with a high of about 80 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
At 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill.